Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to the channel. Make sure you engage, start commenting as we go, and subscribe on Patreon. Anyhow, goes back to Graham Linehan. So my fellow Irishman, he was arrested at London Heathrow Airport just 2 days ago. So Mr. Linehan flew to Great Britain from the United States, and he was arrested by the Metropolitan Police Aviation Unit. Five officers. Five. Five. Why? Did you really think he was going to fight? One, to say, if you had to do it at all, Mr. Linehan, would you step this way, please? You're under arrest. I don't know if he's handcuffed. There's no need for that. You know he's not a threat. You know he's not armed. He's passed through security in the United States, had to be practically cavity searched there. And they were armed officers. What an enormous waste of resources. They're armed officers in the airport, not to harass Irish comedians, but to keep the public safe, not from honest opinion, but to keep them safe from bombs, knives, guns, stuff like that. Wow, staggering. So the police are PC bullies again. Proof yet again that the police force in the United Kingdom is a far left organization. Can you imagine them doing this to a leftist? And you know, it's not like kneecap. The very name being a reference to the mutilation that the Provisional IRA inflicted mostly on working class Irish Catholics in Northern Ireland. Their incitement to the murder of people for subscribing to political opinions. Wow, staggering. You know, the only Tory is a good Tory. I mean, how many millions of people voted Conservative last time? Now, I mean, I vehemently oppose Republicanism. I would never incite the least act of violence against a Republican. But you see how just one way it is. And so it goes on. That Labour councillor who incited the murder of people who didn't share his views and actually specified the method of murder to be used. He was a councillor, so he's in a position of public trust. When feeling was running high, far from calming asperities, he did his best to exacerbate them. So Mr. Linehan has posted some contentious opinions. So he was arrested on suspicion of inciting violence, right? Because of what he said at X. And they waited till April to do it. I'm not sure if he's in the United Kingdom at the time. He might have been home in the Irish Republic or, you know, the United States or abroad. So then what he said in April, if a trans-identified male is in a female-only space, he is committing a violent abusive act, make a scene, call the cops, and if all else fails, punch him in the balls. Close quotation. Now, I don't agree with this. I think saying a violent act is too far. Now he did say that they're only to use force as a last resort. Yeah, there were other things to do to keep, you know, women safe. Women don't necessarily want to see a man's penis. You know, exposing yourself, that was a sex crime, isn't it? That's why we have separate male and female spaces. There'll be girls in there below the age of consent. There'll be little girls, and they don't want to see this. They might find this shocking, frightening, and so on. So it'd be just ideal for a rapist or any other sex criminal, sex pest, paedophile, to say that he's a woman and go into this female-only space up to no good. Okay, some men want to be women, may believe they're women, and so on, but they're not. Wanting to be something doesn't actually make, I would like to be tax exempt. It doesn't actually make me tax exempt, and nobody has to accept that. So I realize there's body dysphoria. There's some people who always want to be something they're not. It doesn't actually make you what you're not. You can call yourself whatever, but I don't have to call you that because there is a difference between truth and falsity. So if a man says he's a woman, this is what's called a lie. And why are we enforcing this delusion? Why is that the medical profession saying, no, you're wrong? You know, I knew a mentally disturbed person and he thought he was part of the British royal family and he wasn't. And presumably a psychiatrist didn't say, yes, Lord Nicholas Windsor Cole, you really are part of the royal family, saying, no, you're not. This is your actual name. It's staggering. So he goes on to say on April of the 19th, he showed a copy of a transsexual's demonstration. He said, a photo you can smell. Well, obviously he's being metaphorical. Is he presumably he's suggesting they're malodorous? Okay, disliking them slightly. I don't see what's remotely violent about that. Is it inciting hatred? I don't think so. I think the bar is much higher than this. And then another photo about what I was going to say about transsexuals. He wrote, "I hate the misogynists and homophobes. Fuck them." Okay, so goodness. So he's vocalizing his own odium he feels for these people. Is that incitement to others to hatred? I mean, arguably. Wow. So. Hatred is an emotion. You can't ban an emotion. What sense would that make? I realize that encouraging others to feel hatred is not a good thing. But I suppose hatred has its place. Without hatred, there is no love. I mean, I have real emotions, the full gamut of emotions. Maybe somebody some people don't. To say you like everyone is so milksop. Is like to say that it just makes it worthless. How it cheapens it, it trivializes as though we have no preferences whatsoever. So what he said was certainly tendentious, but he shouldn't be criminalized for this kind of thing. He said the one about Punch was making a serious point with a joke. Well, he is a comedian, and so on. So anyway, this has had a deleterious effect on Mr. Linnison's health. He says blood pressure went very high, close to him having a stroke. He had to go to hospital. He was kept there for 8 hours. He's released on police bail. So one of his bail conditions is he's not permitted to utilize Twitter, or is it X is now called, and the investigation is carrying on. The police will speak to him again in October. So it's staggering and revolting that he should have been arrested. The police, they work for us. I pay their salaries. I don't know whether Graham Linehan's a left winger or a right winger. Considering as he worked in television, he has to be left wing. But there he is, being harassed and unlawfully arrested by the police. You see, Elon Musk has weighed in at him. Elon Musk deserves less sympathy than most, but on this one, he's right and saying it is turning into police state. J.K. Rowling says that likewise. She denounced the arrest of Graham Linehan. So the police are there as just hired thugs for the far left, as enforcers for the leftist oppressive ideology. Anyway, some Mark Rowley, who's commissioner of the police in Metropolis, said it was lawful because of the whatever the legislation. That's true. The police don't make the laws; they have to enforce the laws and so on. And it was a violent threat against a protected group, and it could constitute offence. Could is the operative words. It's a possibility, but it might not. So he says that the police are placed in a difficult position. But the police, they make judgment calls all the time. They let things drift. They just don't have the resources. It's all about prioritisation. Clearly, it's not a priority. And why, what if it was so dangerous, why they waited 5 months? Could they have not taken it down or something like that? He did say that this was a last resort and so forth. So it really is preposterous. I very much think because of the pushback, probably no charges will be laid against Graham Linehan. So he's the comedic genius behind Father Ted, and he is a minor role. He's one of the priests sitting in the back on that aeroplane scene. So he's been hounded out of mirth by people who don't share his views, by his recognizing reality. He's a TERF, TERF meaning tired of explaining reality to fuckwits. So God bless you, Mr. Lenehan. I hope that he's never harassed by the long arm of the law, and the police will get act to actual policing, to protecting us instead of attempting the deprivation of our rights. But I blame politicians, Conservatives, Labour, Scottish National Party, others, Republic of Ireland, we're almost as bad, for passing these laws which mandate the police to arrest people who pose no danger to anyone, who've done no harm to anybody. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Goodbye.